Well, I'm a professor at the University of Tasmania and the Dean of the Faculty of Science, Engineering and Technology. But I would describe myself as a microbiologist who got seduced into things which are on the practical side of microbiology, which can be applied for making products and processes which are applicable in the food industry and in environmental technologies.
Well, I think a lot of ABC listeners will be wondering how practical this innovation centre in food will be.
Oh, it's actually really directed at getting products developed from a really strong science base so that what we say is what is actually truthful and available to verify product quality and the claims that people would make about food. But it's really aimed at helping the local industry grow and to actually explore new ideas which will take the food manufacturing industry into a different space.
So what are the local industries saying to you? Because you've been working on this for a couple of years now, sounding industry out.
Well, industry really wants to know how they can get into export markets and how they can actually then target food products which can be found on shelves in New York delis through to Chinese supermarkets or wherever they can actually get a foothold in, and often in niche markets rather than large commodity markets too. So they're really looking at ideas which can say, well, we grow things, we can process things, but where do we need to actually take those products and what market opportunities are there?
And why do you think you'll find the answers at the bench or in the lab rather than with a plane ticket to New York?
Well, I think you can do it with both ways, because you really have to look at the entire supply chain these days. And some of the keys to getting new products, whether they be horticultural or dairy products or whatever, really come from an understanding of where you're going to sell your products in the first place. But they become competitive when the technology behind it is verifiable, that you aren't going to make people sick or your products aren't going to fail. And the most important thing, the most embarrassing thing for a food company is to have product recalls or for failed products which don't meet market expectations. So that's why it's a mixture of laboratory knowledge, processing knowledge, even packaging the way you actually sell products into those new markets to actually get that space on that shelf in New York.
Well, the funding, some of the staffing, the agreements are in place. What happens now with this?
Oh, excellent question. We've bootstrapped this centre's formation on a very, very, very small string of money, mainly coming from my faculty with the support of the university. What we're trying to do now is to get some financial and intellectual grunt behind it in terms of exploiting our partnerships with CSIRO and DSTO to actually get more staff on board, get the facilities in place to really take this centre to be something great in Australia and unique in Tasmania to take the industry forward.
We'll be talking more, no doubt. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.